So this, go back to a little bit, 1936, 1st December, one-day retreat. Today, during the morning meditation, the Lord gave me to see and understand clearly that His demands are unchangeable. I see clearly that no one can release me from the duty of doing the known will of God to promote the divine mercy, you know. Hard job. A great lack of health and physical strength is not a sufficient reason that does not release me from the work, from this work that the Lord Himself is carrying out through me. I am to be just a tool in His hands. And so, O Lord, here I am to carry out Your will. Command me according to Your eternal plans and desires. Only give me the grace that I may always be faithful to You. So she knows that it's not an excuse that she has a bad health. She said, I'm only the instrument. By hook or by crook, she said, I'm ready. I'm here. As I was conversing with the hidden God, He gave me to see and understand that I should not be reflecting so much and building up fear of the difficulties which I might encounter. So many times we foresee so many obstacles in the front. Go back. So, the word of the Lord. Know that I am with you. I bring about the difficulties and I overcome them. I, Jesus. In one instant, I can change a hostile disposition to one which is favorable to this cause. God may change anything. Change your heart. The Lord explains many things to me in today's dialogue, although I am not putting everything in writing. So sorry. You don't know what the Lord told her. Always and in all circumstances, you the first place to others. Especially during recreation, listen quietly without interrupting. Even if someone tells me the same thing 10 times, I will never ask questions about something that interests me very much. Conversation is not for curiosity. To say lack of love. Resolution. Still the same, namely, to unite myself with the merciful Christ. General resurrection. Interior calm, silence. Hear me, Jesus, in the depths of your mercy, then let my neighbor judge me as he please. I must never speak of my own experiences. In suffering, I must seek relief in prayer. In doubts, even the smallest, I must seek only the wise of my confessor. I must always have a heart which is open to receive the sufferings of others and drown my own sufferings in the divine heart, so that they will not be noticed on the outside insofar as possible. Not that people telling you some sufferings and you told them 10 times your sufferings, not even one consolation you're seeking. I must always strive for equanimity. No matter how stormy the circumstances may be, I must not allow anything to disturb my interior calm and silence. Nothing can compare with peace of soul. When I'm wrongly accused of something, I will not explain myself. It's difficult, eh? When people say you're wrong and you keep the silence. Many times we say, no, oh, wait, it's not, I didn't do it. If the Subir wants to know the truth, whether I was in the right or not, let her find out from others rather than from me. Not to report to the superior. Let her decide. My concern is to accept everything with a humble inner disposition. I will spend this Advent in accordance with directions of the Mother of God, in meekness and humility. I'm reliving these moments with Our Lady. Do you have a tissue? I decided all humankind come to know the Lord. I would like to prepare all nations for the coming of the Word incarnate. O Jesus, make the fonts of your mercy gush forth more ardently, abundantly for mankind is seriously you and thus had more need than ever of your compassion. You are a bottomless sea of mercy for us sinners. And the greater the misery, the more right we have to your mercy. You are a font which makes all creatures happy by infinite mercy. December 9th, 1936. Today, I'm leaving for Prague, just outside Krakow, to undergo treatment. I am to stay there for 3 months. She has tuberculosis. I'm being sent there through the great solitude of my superiors. Solicitude of my superiors, expression of our dear Mother General Michael, who is so solicitous for the sisters who are you. What a simple solicitous. Sister. Solicitous.
Solicitors, lawyer.
Huh?
Solicitors.
Loyal.
Lawyer.
Uh-huh. No. I have accepted the favor of this treatment, but I am fully resigned to the will of God. Let God do with me as He pleases. I desire nothing but the fulfillment of His holy will. I am united myself with the Mother of God. I am leaving Nazareth and going to Bethlehem. I will spend Christmas there among strangers, but with Jesus, Mary, and Joseph, because such is the will of God. I am striving to do the will of God in all things. I do not desire a return to health more than death. Either way, death or health, just the same. I entrust myself completely to His infinite mercy. And as a little child, I'm living in greatest peace. So that you have the peace, by hook or by crook, you're the same. Joyful, successful, peaceful. Not successful, still peaceful. That's the reason that we can have peace. Otherwise, if nothing does something wrong, and then you're like a toothache. I entrust myself completely to His infinite mercy, and as a little child, I'm living in the greatest peace. I'm trying only to make my love for Him deeper and purer, to be a delight to His divine glance. The Lord told me to say this chaplet for 9 days before the Feast of Mercy. It is to begin on Good Friday, but this novena, I will grant every possible grace to souls. So from Good Friday, we have to prepare the novena for Divine Mercy on the day of Good. Do you know that? Started the novena. You don't know?
No,
because the Feast of Divine Mercy is on the first Sunday of Easter, no? So for 9 days, that means 9 days before, that's why I always escape these things. Good Friday, the first day of your are preparing. When I was somewhat overcome by the fear that I was to be outside the community for so long a time, unknown, because he went to a sanatorium, it's not a convent, completely outside his world. Because by that time, tuberculosis, you need to be a long time rest. Jesus said to me, "You will not be alone because I am with you, always and everywhere. Near to my heart, fear nothing. I myself am the cause of your departure. Know that my eye follow every move of your heart with great attention. I'm bringing you into seclusion so that I myself may form your heart according to my future plans. What are you afraid of? If you are with me, who will dare touch you? Nevertheless, I'm very pleased that you confide your fears to me, my daughter. Speak to me about everything in a completely simple and humble way. Whatever disturbing you, tell Jesus everything in a simple and humble way. By this, you will give me great joy. I understand you because I am God-man. This simple language of your heart is more pleasing to me than the hymns composed in my honor. Know, my daughter, that the simpler your speech is, the more you attract me to yourself." Xiong Dupri don't compose so many poems and offer to the Lord. He doesn't like poems. He likes the simple words. "And now, be at peace, close to my heart. Lay your pen aside and ready to leave. Leaving the house for the sanatorium. December 9th, this morning I left for Praknik. Sister Chrysostom drove me there, drove me here. I have a private room for myself, to myself. I'm very much like a Carmelite." One cell, one sister. "When Sister Chrysostom had left and I was alone, I steeped myself in prayer, entrusting myself to the special protection of the Mother of God. She alone is always with me. She, like a good mother, watches over all my trials and efforts. Suddenly, I saw the Lord Jesus, who said to me, 'Be at peace, my child. See, you are not alone. My heart watches over you.' Jesus filled me with strength concerning a certain person. I feel strength within my soul." So, Mary, Mother Mary, is always close to us. She accompanies us. She is her child. What to say, Jesus? No. A moral principle. If one does not know what is better, one must reflect, consider, and seek advice, because one must not act with an uncertain conscience. When uncertain, say to yourself, whatever I do will be good. I have the intention of doing good. The Lord God accepts what we consider good, and the Lord God also accepts and considers it as good. One should not worry if after some time, one sees that these things are not good. God looks at the intention with which we begin, and we reward us accordingly. This is a principle which we ought to follow. Good intention. Of course, afterwards, if you find it something wrong, you have to change. But all, even you did wrongly, but you have a good intention, not with your fault. That's why in the beginning, seek advice. If you have doubt, seek advice. But sometimes our stupidity, we thought this is the best, we don't need to ask. But afterward, you find our stupidity is really stupid. So you have to change. Today, I still managed to pay a short visit to the Lord in the Eucharist before going to bed. My spirit was immersed in Him as in His own treasure. My heart rested a while near the heart of my spouse. I received light as to how I should behave toward those around me, and then returned to my solitude. The doctor is taking good care of me. All those around me are very kind to me. It's a new environment. Usually the conservatorium is run by the diocese, or you know, so that's why in the chapel they have the chapel. So it's a consolation that you can be close to Jesus. December 10th, 1936. I got up earlier today and made my meditation before Holy Mass. Holy Mass is at 6 o'clock here. After Holy Communion, my spirit was drowned in the Lord as in the sole object of His love. I left absorbed by His omnipotence. When I came back to my private room, I felt sick and had to lie down at once. The sister brought me some medication, but I felt bad all day. In the evening, I tried to make a holy hour, but I could not do so. All I could do was unite myself with the suffering Jesus. My room is next to the men's ward. I didn't know that the men were such chatterboxes. From morning till late at night, they talk about various subjects. The women's ward is much quieter. It is women who are always blamed for this, but I have had occasion to be convinced that the opposite is true. You understand? Suppose the women's ward are more noisy, but on the contrary, the men's ward, all discussions loudly. It's very difficult for me to concentrate on my prayer in the midst of these jokes and this laughter. They do not disturb me when the grace of God takes complete possession of me, because then I do not know what is going on around me. So we need a special grace at times, because the noise is there. You can keep some quiet. If you can keep quiet, that means there's a special grace of God. My Jesus, how do these people talk about you? They talk about everything but you, Jesus. If they talk so little about you, it is quite probable that they do not think about you at all. It's interesting, man. The topic you talk, nothing about God but about Jesus, that means you don't have Jesus in your heart. The whole world interests them, but about you, the Creator, there is silence. Jesus, I am sad to see this great indifference and ingratitude of creatures. Oh my Jesus, I want to love you for them and to make atonement to you by my love. Immaculate Conception of the Mother of God. From the early morning, I felt the nearness of the Blessed Mother. During Holy Mass, I saw her, so lovely and so beautiful, but I have no words to express even a small part of this beauty. Sue was in white, with a blue sash around her waist. Her cloak was also blue, and there was a crown on her head. Marvelous light streamed forth from her whole figure. "I am the Queen of heaven and earth, but especially the mother of your congregation." She pressed me to her heart and said, "I feel constant compassion for you." I felt the force of her immaculate heart, which was communicated to me, to my soul. Now I understand why I have been preparing for this feast for 2 months and have been looking forward to it with such yearning. From today onwards, I am going to strive for the greatest purity of soul, and the rays of God's grace may be reflected in all the brilliance. I long to be a crystal in order to find favor in His eyes. That same day, I saw a certain priest, probably Father Sopoko or Father Andres, who was surrounded by the light which flowed from her. Evidently, they so loved the Immaculate One. An extraordinary yearning fills my soul. I'm surprised that it does not penetrate my soul from the body. I desire God. I want to become immersed in Him. Understand, I am in a terrible exile. My soul aspires for God with all its might. O you, inhabitants of my fatherland, be mindful of this exile. When will the veils be lifted for me as well? Although I see and feel a certain extent how very thin is the veil separating me from the Lord, I long to see Him face to face, but let everything be done according to your will. December 11. I could not assist at the whole Mass today. I assisted at only the most important part. And after receiving Holy Communion, I immediately returned to my solitude. The presence of God suddenly enveloped me. In the same moment, I felt the passion of the Lord for a very short while. During that moment, I attained a more profound knowledge of the work of mercy. During the night, I was suddenly awakened and knew that some soul was asking me for prayer and that it was in much need of prayer. Briefly, but with all my soul, I asked the Lord for grace for her. The following afternoon, when I entered the ward, I saw someone dying and learned that the agony had started during the night. When I verified it, it had been at the time when I had been asked for prayer. And just then, I heard a voice in my soul, "Say the chaplet which I taught you." "Someone is dying," said the chaplet. I ran to fetch my rosary and knelt down by the dying person, and with all the ardor of my soul, I began to say the chaplet. Suddenly, the dying person opened her eyes and looked at me. I had not managed to finish the entire chaplet when she died. With extraordinary peace, I fervently asked the Lord to fulfill the promise He had given me for the recitation of the chaplet. The Lord gave me to know that the soul had been granted the grace He had promised me. That was the first soul to receive the benefit of the Lord's promise. I could feel the power of mercy. I could feel the power of mercy enveloped my soul. When I entered my solitude, I heard these words about that dying woman. "At the hour of their death, I defend as my own glory every soul that will say the chaplet. or when others see it for a dying person. The indulgence is the same. When this chaplet is set by the bedside of a dying person, God's anger is placated. Unfathomable mercy envelops the soul, and the very depths of my tender mercy are moved for the sake of the sorrowful passion of my son. So, oh, if only everyone realized how great the Lord's mercy is, and how much we all need that mercy, especially at the crucial hour. Today I fought a battle with the spirits of darkness over one soul. How terribly Satan hates God's mercy. I see how he opposes this whole work. So you can see, Satan is doing against Jesus. O merciful Jesus, stretch on the cross, be mindful of the hour of our death. O most merciful heart of Jesus, open with a lens, shelter me at the last moment of my life. O blood and water, which gusts forth from the heart of Jesus as a font of unfathomable mercy for me at the hour of my death. O dying Jesus, hostage of mercy, avert divine wrath at the hour of my death. December 12, 1936. Today I only receive Holy Communion and stayed for a few moments for the Mass. All my strength is in you, O living bread. It would be difficult for me to live through the day if I did not receive Holy Communion. It is my shield. Without you, Jesus, I know not how to live. So although we are in good health, but still you need to have this disposition that Jesus lives in us. Jesus, my love, today gave me to understand how much he loves me. Although there is such an enormous gap between us, the Creator and the creature, and yet, in a way, there is something like equality. Love fills up the gap. He himself descends to me and makes me capable of communing with him. I immerse myself in him, losing myself as it were, and yet under his loving gaze, my soul gains strength and my power and an awareness that it loves and is especially loved. It knows that the Mighty One protected. Such prayer, though short, benefits the soul greatly. And whole hour of ordinary prayer do not give the soul that light which is given by brief moment of this higher form of prayer. This afternoon, I had my first open-air rest. Sister Felicia visited me today and brought me a new necessary things and some lovely apples and words of greeting from our beloved Mother Superior and dear sisters. So this disposition, trust, whether you're in good health or in bad health, we believe that Jesus is with us. Our Heavenly Mother is with us.